Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
I'm frustrated.
I'm with you.
I'm very frustrated. You know, yesterday's game, you know, I always want to look for like a, not a scapegoat, but we're always looking for people to blame, right? Just, I think it's in society, you know, and I'm watching that game yesterday and I'm thinking to myself, the second that guy got on the Willy Adames, Casey Schmidt play in the ninth inning.
One out in the ninth.
I could feel Duvall almost like starting to short circuit. And you could see it with his mechanics. And when he stops trusting the fastball, even though I think the next guy struck out on a slider kind of down and away, you could just feel that he was losing control. And he's earned the benefit of the doubt. I mean, he's been unbelievable.
Yeah, he struck out Diaz, the catcher.
Okay. Right after that. All right. And even that one was a tough at-bat. It was not a blowaway. What was the count that he actually ended up striking him out on? 2-2?
He fell behind 3-0.
There you go.
And then fought back a cutter, called strike, cutter, swing and strike, and got a swing and a miss on the slider.
For him, the cutter is his quote-unquote like fastball, yeah. Right? That's the one that you're going to see be between 98 and 101, 102. And he did this in the playoffs way back when in 2021 where he gets out of sync, and then not only are his mechanics out of whack, where you can see he's missing in, he's missing away, he's missing up, he's missing low, then he just loses all confidence in one pitch, and he becomes a one-pitch guy where he can only go to the slider. I bet from that point on to the end of the game, what, six cutters of the next 20 pitches, and I think 14 of them were probably sliders?
Well, I mean, he got Cronenworth to ground out to open the ninth, and then there was the infield single and the ground ball to
Adames.
It was
a really tough play.
He made a really good play just to get the ball in the first place. Threw it low, couldn't quite be picked out at first
Schmidt
base.
You want Schmidt to dig it out, yeah.
Falls 3-0 to Diaz, eventually works back and strikes him out. You're thinking, all right, like, way to fight back. Then Fernando Tatis, four-pitch walk. So he's fallen behind 3-0 to consecutive batters and walks Tatis on four pitches. Then first pitch of the next at-bat to Arise is a wild pitch. Giants catch a break because Tatis, for whatever reason, asleep at first. Runner on second takes third, which is the harder base to take. Tatis stays at first. Then he steals on the next pitch.
And let me talk about that. They have a problem as a team holding runners on, okay? They're like, because so many guys have the high leg kick. Camilo more than anyone on the team.
Specifically Duvall.
Logan Webb's bad too at this. He has the real high leg kick. He's working on a slide step. Specifically Duvall has been horrific. So they throw up to give Bailey more of a chance to try to gun him. He had no chance.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
No chance to throw him out on that. So you're also wasting a pitch there.
Then you fall behind 2-0. Exactly. He fell behind 3-0. It's three straight batters he fell behind 3-0 on. Eventually walks a rise on 5 pitches. Then, and I was shocked by this, and honestly, it was a great job by Kruk and Kipe on NBC Sports Bay Area, because then Machado's up with the bases loaded and 2 outs, and Kruk says, Machado, he likes to hop on that first pitch. You better be careful if you're Duvall. And I'm thinking, if I'm Machado, I'm not swinging here. Duvall can't throw a strike.
I agree.
And he throws a slider first pitch low and away so far out of the zone. Machado swings out of his shoes. And I'm thinking, oh, man, Giants got a huge break there. He's ahead 0-1. That'll calm him down. And then Machado just beats a pretty decent pitch and lines one to left field. Ramos's throw too high and late at home. They tie the game up and they go to the 10th and they ultimately win in the 10th inning. I don't know. I mean, you open this up by talking about the blame game, right? Like your mind works where you want to find somebody to blame. My mind, it does not. I mean, Duvall blew the save, gave up 2 runs in the 9th. The bullpen honestly was pretty shaky. Everyone that pitched out of the bullpen was pretty shaky.
Miller and Rogers back to back got lucky to get out of the innings that they did.
Maybe this is unfair because, yes, it was a 2-run lead late and the bullpen blew it. I can't blame this on anybody on the pitching staff.
You know
he scored 2 freaking runs again.
I know. And we'll
16 games, 32 runs scored. You're averaging 2 runs a game over your last 16 games played.
You know what crossed my mind when Machado came to the plate with the bases loaded and you had a 2-run lead? Who would you rather face in that situation? Machado? With 2 outs, or Jackson Merrill with 2 outs. I was seriously considering maybe
walking Machado on purpose.
Like Bonds.
And putting the winning run at second base. Oh, bases loaded walk.
Yeah, and Brett
Maine. Was that Buck Showalter?
Yeah, Diamondbacks. And Brett Maine was the one who lined out to right field on the very next at bat. It crossed my mind. I'm not saying I did it, but like in that game, Machado was already 3-for-3 before getting to the plate right there. And he had the base hit up the middle, the one in the gap. In between third and short, 6.5 hole, if you will.
He can still hit.
No, look. It's choose your poison, right? Like Jackson Merrill or Machado. I don't know what the splits are, you know, against those guys individually for Camilo Duvall. I don't know what he's like this year, specifically against righties, against lefties. It crossed my mind to just not face Machado. I'm not saying I would have done it, but
that would have been a ballsy decision.
It didn't cross your mind at all?
No, it didn't cross my mind.
Really?
No.
That surprises me.
It would have with an open base, specifically first.
Well, but open base, I'm definitely walking.
Yeah.
But it did cross my mind. 2-run lead. Like, would I rather face Jackson Merrill or Machado in that situation?
It would be different if, say, like, I don't know, Elias Diaz was on deck. But Jackson Merrill's a pretty damn good hitter, too.
He is. He's not slumping per se, but he's not as prolific as he was.
In a vacuum, I'd rather face Jackson Merrill than Machado, no doubt. But I'd be facing Jackson Merrill with a run in, tying run at third, go-ahead run at second.
I don't like my chances.
Single beats you.
I don't like my chances in either of them. You know what I mean? I want to make that very clear. But again, this is situational baseball, right? So these are the things that I think of when I'm in the dugout, like, okay, I'm going to go out to the mound here. I bet you, you know, they cross everyone's mind. Like, who do we want to face? Like, who would we rather face? Machado? You're looking at me like I'm crazy, but I'm telling you, these are the conversations people are having.
Bob Melvin made that decision. Oh, man. He better be ready to face the music if it didn't work out, because yikes.
I hear you. Like, okay, yikes. Now we get to the 10th inning, and, You know,
well, we can't overlook what happened in the bottom of the ninth inning. You just give up the lead. You have a win your back pocket. A win in your back pocket. Your bullpen blows it. Okay, they've been amazing. All right, offense, time to pick your pitchers up, right? Something you have not been able to do for nearly 3 weeks now. Pick somebody up. And Yaz gets ahead 2-0 to begin the bottom of the ninth inning. Due up, it's Yaz, Fitzgerald, and Bailey. You get ahead 2-0. Yaz, pop fly on the next pitch, the third pitch of that at-bat. Fitz, first pitch, pop out. Bailey, first pitch, pop out. You go down on five pitches, including three consecutive pitches, pop fly out, inning over, go to the 10th inning where you ultimately lose. The lifelessness in the bats right now, the inability to bounce back, it is just absolutely astounding to me.
After Yaz makes the out, Kruko's like, you know, he's kind of slumping right now. He's 3-42.
Understatement.
You think he's slumping right now? I mean, it's so frustrating. And then Pat Bailey, like, he had a big hit off the wall. But you rip one, and it's AT&T Park, okay? And you don't hustle out of the box, and you're only standing on second base after hitting one off the wall. You can see Fernando Tatis is conceding that the ball is going to hit off the wall.
Yeah.
And now, look, I know. He thought it was a home run. Bro, of all the guys who should not think that he's hitting a home run at AT&T, it would be one who only has, I think, 13 career home runs.
To be fair, he's probably not turning that into a triple, even if he's hustling.
Sure.
But that does not have anything to do with it.
And I know
he's
a catcher.
Principle. It's the principle of hustling out of the box.
I agree. And I understand that he's a catcher and he's got a workload. I'm being pretty, you know, fair here, right? And look, Ramos gets the big home run. But the overall point is Pat Bailey has failed to see a couple pitches, I think, 9 out of the last 12 at-bats. He's swinging on the first pitch almost automatically. It's driving me insane.
Well, Sam and I were looking at some of the numbers, and the Giants generally are a pretty good first pitch hitting team,
which
probably explains a lot of their aggression early in counts, but there's a time and a place.
Exactly.
There's a time and a place.
You know,
bottom of the ninth inning, right when the opponents tie the game up, they force a blown save. That's time to take a little bit of pitches and make the opposing reliever earn it.
No, I'm with you on that one. Now let's get to the 10th inning. Cronenworth got the 2-out hit.
They didn't execute. The Padres didn't execute.
He got the 2-out hit that the Giants have been dying to have for weeks on end.
But they go pop out. They don't try to lay down a bunt.
They did that the night before.
Yeah, they don't do that this time. They pop out to begin the top of the 10th. And then a ground ball that moves the runner to third. Mm-hmm. But if you're the Giants, you got two outs.
You're fine.
And then the 2-out hit. It was a pretty good pitch by Bivens inside to Cronenworth, who actually chipped his bat trying to dig that one out and poked it in the right field for the hit. But, the Padres just did what the Giants couldn't do,
and then
get that big hit.
And what did the Giants do in the 10th inning? They bunted over the runner to third.
Yeah.
And
great bunt by Casey Schmidt. I mean, we're going to be happy about the small things. That's all we have for the offense. It was a perfect bunt.
Sure, but let's take a step back. You're bunting your first baseman. And that's kind of that's a sentence that, like, my brain is like, yeah, Casey Schmidt should be, you know, maybe bunting in that situation. And I like the small ball. But let's also remember, your first baseman, which is one of the more offensively driven positions in the sport.
How many other teams in baseball in that situation, starting first baseman for that day is up to begin the bottom of the 10th, ghost runner on second, nobody out. How many other teams bunt?
I don't know. I don't know how. Less than five?
Probably.
Right? But in my mind, it's probably the right baseball play. But after the inning was over, I go, I mean, what were they? Did they have a better opportunity to score a run from third with one out? Given how bad they've been in those situations, that specific situation of driving a ball into the outfield and getting that run home, were they getting a better opportunity, a better probability of that, or coming through with like just not conceding the out and letting Casey Schmidt swing away? It's probably what they did, meaning the probability
Ramos
is
almost on deck. You feel pretty good about his ability to just elevate one.
I agree.
And he hit it hard, but
Ramos also has a high strikeout rate,
and he hit it on the ground,
and he hit it to an infield that was in.
I don't care if you hit the ball hard if you're hitting it on the ground in that situation. You're not You just have to elevate.
I know, but this is a team right now that can't execute. So again, these are like situations. I'm not even mad at Bob Melvin this morning. And you know, we were talking about, you know, how can this team get some fire in them? How can they get some life in them? And there's a part of me that wants to go absolutely crazy and rage out today, right? Where
I would not be shocked if you did.
Well, like, do I want the manager to just flip the spread and do something insane? Yeah, kind of a part of me does, but it's not in Bob Melvin's nature. And I almost, like, I need somebody in that dugout to kind of snap and lose their minds.
It's not in anybody's nature in the roster.
They got too many nice guys.
Shout out to those watching on YouTube. Brought to you by First NorCal Credit Union. For a low-rate auto loan, apply online or just ask for First NorCal financing at the dealer. We're coming to you live from the Laughing Monk Studios. Laughing Monk, righteously brewed in San Francisco. Another loss, Shasky. The Giants have now lost 7 of their last 10.
And the Padres, just to give you a little nuggy nug on the Padres, they're 13-5 in one-run games and 21-10 in games decided by 2 runs or fewer. And this is a team right now that knows they do have a better offense than what the numbers are. And I was listening to some of the things that they were saying in postgame on the PadresMLB.com kind of like page.
Yeah.
And Machado's like, we know when we're in a tight game, somehow we're going to find a way to win. And you saw it on that final play. Not only does he get the base hit, Schmidt doesn't throw over to second base in that play where they have him in, oh, not in a rundown per se.
He's out by a country mile if he makes the throw, but he's scared the runner on third is going to come in and score. And that's just, you're playing a guy who doesn't have experience at first base.
And he's afraid of throwing it around. I get it. I do. I get it. You're afraid of that. But did you see Machado's reaction after he got that hit? He's clapping. He's fired up. He turns to the dugout. It was very subtle. He turns to the dugout. He's like, yeah, let's go. And we're talking about that fire to end the game. On that throw over to Luis, I always say Arias, but Arise. He fist pumps. And I'm saying, my God, this team just lacks that energy right now. And look, I know you want it from Adames. I need it from more guys. They got too many flatline heartbeat guys. Ramos, kind of a flatliner. Pat Bailey, kind of a flatliner. You know, Matt Chapman, kind of a flatliner. Yes, flatliner. Jungwoo Lee, flatliner. I need some fire. This team desperately needs somebody with some personality.
Not asking anybody to be someone that they aren't.
No.
But you just need somebody who is comfortable doing those sorts of things. And sometimes who comes in and, you know, not necessarily like being a bad guy, but ruffle some feathers.
Creative tension.
Say the thing that no one else wants to say. Hold people accountable. Like, I wonder what the energy was like in the clubhouse postgame. If
that's a great question.
Like, was it quiet? Was there no music? And probably no music playing. It was quiet. Everybody sitting at their locker, walking to the showers. No one saying much of anything. I want my team after a game like that and after the stretch that they're going through to be screaming.
I do.
I want someone to be fired up. They pan to the guys in the dugout when the Giants get out in the bottom of the 10th inning and the game's over and they officially blow another game. They pan to the dudes in the dugout. They're all just standing top step, resting on the rail, and they're just face, like, no expression, expressionless faces, just glossed over. I want someone to be pissed.
I know. I mean, like, you could feel that the energy with the team is teetering. Like, I'm talking about the positivity. I mean, they're on a little funk right here, and to lose a little funk. No, I'm talking about, like, as a team, like, you step back, like, they're forget the offensive woes. That is definitely it. But situationally right now, on both sides of the ball, they've been suspect. Like, they were lucky to get out of the 7th inning. They were lucky to get out of the 8th inning. And
lucky they didn't give up more in the 9th.
Exactly. I mean, Casey made a hell of a play on the throw. It was a chopper towards second base to get out of the 8th inning with Tyler Rogers.
And that was right after an amazing double play by Chapman.
Exactly. Eric Miller was hemorrhaging in that 7th inning. He couldn't throw strikes as well. And they were lucky to get out of that inning. And so I just look
they're
at it right now.
Fire late innings, every single inning.
Yeah, but their bullpen, which has been outstanding for quite some time, now they're starting to feel the pressure of multiple weeks in a row with no run support and every little blip. There's not an offensive, hey, we got you, we'll pick you up.
Yeah.
And there's a complimentary way that the game is played. And you saw it yesterday from the Padres. Their 21st ranked prospect was the guy who started the game. Their 21st ranked prospect. He gives them good innings. Then they go to a guy who is their long reliever who gives them 3 really good innings. Their 9th inning guy comes in. He's not their closer. Gives them 3 big outs. And then they go to their closer with the lead in the 10th inning. Right now, that's a team that feels complimentary, even though I don't think the sum of their parts is greater than the Giants. I think the Giants pitching staff's better, but what they have right now.
Giants pitching staff is better.
But yeah. They've got a belief in that dugout. They're going to find a way to scratch out wins.
Well, it's crazy. So what are the numbers for the Padres again in one-run games? You had them earlier?
It was 11-5 in one-run games, okay? And then 21-10 in games decided by two or fewer. Okay. And this is what Schilt said. It just reinforces who we are. We talk about this fairly frequently. We have a lot of wins like this, and it becomes more ingrained. You got to find a way, man. And we're able to do that every night.
What's crazy is...
That's a hell of a quote.
With those numbers, I'm not sure if I would expect this statistic, but this was the Padres' first win this year when trailing after 8 innings. They're now 1-21. So they have a minor lead, a small lead. They'll hold on to it, but they trail late in games. They don't come back until last night.
Does that sound like a guy that doesn't believe, though?
1-20. They were 0-21 when trailing after 8. I don't have the numbers in front of me right now, but I can remember like 3 or 4 Giants wins when they're trailing after 8 innings this year.
But you know it's bad when I wake up this morning and I'm pissed off at Encarnacion for a double play early in the game. Second inning, I'm pissed off about the Wilmer Flores getting thrown out at home to end the inning.
We can talk about that.
I mean, like there's so many little elements. So, like, do you... Somebody's got to do something.
I don't know what...
Can Bob Melvin, does he have it in him to flip the spread? Like, does he have it in him to kind of get into somebody? Can Adames snap a bat over his knee? I'm dead serious. I don't think Doval is the guy who needs to go crazy on the water cooler, because that would be a bad look for him, given everything that happened last year. It's got to be a specific person. It can't be Doval losing his mind after his first bad outing. It can't, because of everything that went down last year, and then it would look selfish. It's got to be someone who's got some cachet. And right now, like... The only guy that's got to look at Ramos and Wilmer, and I just don't think it's in him.
Definitely not in Wilmer. Ramos is at a point where he might not feel totally comfortable as a guy who's only in his second year in the bigs.
He's the only guy with cachet right now who can look at others in the eye and say, pick it up. Right?
Hit a big fly. He snapped a, 17-inning scoreless streak? 17-inning scoreless streak. And the only times they score, Shasky, is when one of their players just runs into one, when they hit a home run. They don't manufacture runs anymore. They hit a home run or bust, and they only hit a home run once every, 17 innings. That is how bad it has been for the Giants of late. They lose this one 3-2. They've lost each of the first two games of the series. They're 0-4 versus the Padres this year, and they've lost 7 games in a row versus San Diego, and they're going to have to win the next two games just to draw even in this 4-game series.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down. we've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.